First chapter 5, Mishnah 6, Shnei Kikarim, two loaves, Echad Tama ve'Echad Tar, one pure and one impure. Achal es Echad mem ve'asa Torah. Somebody eats one of them, and then he goes and he makes, deals with pure foods. Truma. Ubo chaveru ve'achal es Hashani ve'asa Torah. And another guy comes and he eats the other loaf. And so in reality, what's happened? Someone's eaten the impure loaf, right? But if we judge them independently, this guy comes and he says, I've eaten a loaf and I don't know if it was pure or impure. So we'd say to the guy, in this case of doubt, he would be pure. But now what do we do? So same case as the last Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nishalu ze bifna atzmoy ve ze bifna atzmoy. If we investigate each case independently, tohorin, it will come out that they will both become pure because they've each got a doubt working for them. But if we question them together, tmam, they will both be impure because then the impure life's definitely been eaten. Rabbi Yosi Omer, ben kachu ben kach tmam. In either case, they will come out impure. And here also, it's the same as the previous Mishnah, that the case they're actually arguing about is where the one guy came and he said, this is what I've done. And he introduces, and my friend ate the other loaf. He introduces that factor. So do we have to give credence to that factor, or can we ignore that factor for purposes of this individual? Sorry, and also he brings over here, and we didn't mention it in the last Mishnah, the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. Follows Rabbi Yosi. So we in this, right, they would both be impure if he introduces that fact that my mate ate the other thing, so we declare them both impure.